The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. Hello, everybody. I'm your regular Wednesday host, William Rapillum. Tonight is Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. Please go to Republic Broadcasting, folks, and donate. We really need help right now, big time. Please. All right. So tonight I have with me a returning special guest, Monica Schaefer. And we have some updates on Alfred. And Monica and I are going to cover some news topics as well. And I'm really looking forward to this discussion. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really good to be back with you, William. And I look forward to this. I am quite sure we're not going to run out of things to talk about.
We never do, do we? Yeah, we always get into a really great discussions. And that's always so invigorating. To have a discussion with you and with Alfred too, and so let's get right into it. So what is the latest? What would you like to talk about first? What's going on with Alfred? I guess maybe we can start there.
That is a good place to start, because I think that the last time we were on your show, I do believe we were on it together, or maybe it was just him even, but we've been on together, the three of us, a few times. So anyway, he's not going to be on any shows for the next 6 months because they decided they would put him in a little cage again. It's some noises in the background. Is that me or is
somebody? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I muted. I was just trying to ask if there's any echo in my voice.
Definitely some clicking sounds.
Okay, but you don't hear any echo?
It does sound a little bit like you're talking out of a tin can or something.
Oh, no.
So I don't know why that is, but it's not really echoey. It's just kind of a funny. Anyway, the producer just told you it sounded hollow, but there you go.
Okay. But, all right. Yeah, I'm in a different room, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But anyway, Alfred. He was picked up on August 23rd. Now, it wasn't a surprise. It's not like, oh, they came just out of the blue. Because what happened is he had a six-month sentence hanging over his head. And don't let me forget to tell you what that was for, but I'll first explain what happened. So he had a six-month sentence. That was the final verdict on, you know, another one of his terrible crimes, as a, you know, he's a political prisoner, folks. He didn't do any violent crimes, or didn't rob a bank, or didn't rape anybody, and didn't steal from anybody. So anyway, we'll get into that in a moment, what exactly he did, which garnered this six-month sentence. The way it works there, if they don't lock you up right away at the end of the court day, or if you're not already locked up because they are afraid of you, you know, running away or whatever, they just send you home and they send you a letter to show up at the prison door. So they had done that. They had sent him a letter, show up by August 3rd at such and such a prison, and he decided he would not show up on August 3rd because that would be like going over to the enemy and delivering yourself into their hands and saying, here, take me, make me your prisoner of war. And he felt that would be kind of like treason, like, you know, being a traitor to your people when you just go voluntarily to the enemy to, for them to make you their prisoner of war. So he didn't do that. Now, he also didn't run away, and he made no secret of the fact that he was just basically carrying on with life at home and doing a lot of yard work and getting wood up for the winter and doing practical things like that that are normal life. And so he and his wife were very aware that this visit from the Stasi Bolsheviki police could come at any time. It could come in the middle of the night. It could come in the day. It could come maybe when they're gone to the market in town, and then maybe their house would be ransacked, or it could just come any time. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking for them, but they carried on, and he did get a lot of work done. Okay, lo and behold, August 23rd, so that would be almost 3 weeks after he was supposed to voluntarily go to jail, they did come. And they came at 11:45, like noon, midday, and they live in a house that's got like six or so flats in it. So it's like a large looking house. I guess you could call it an apartment building, but it doesn't look like our conventional apartment buildings because it looks like a beautiful house from the outside. It's just that it's large and it's got about six or so flats in it, different people living there. So really there's the outside door first, and that's where all the doorbells are because that door is generally locked. Now, they'd already made their way in there. The only reason, the only thing that alerted Alfred's wife, who was in the house, was some noise, strange noises out in the lobby area. So she opened the door to their house, and lo and behold, what did she see? She saw these three, at this point, there were three uniformed police, and one of them had a spade, like a rusty old spade in his hands. Seemed very strange to her, and it also seemed strange to me. Why would they carry a rusty old spade? Is this a normal tool for them? But anyway, they didn't wait for her invitation or anything. They stormed the house, but she was telling them, look, he's out, he's down in the garden. So they stormed through the house, went out the other door into the garden. She's following them as quick as her feet can take her. And then two others came from another angle, two other police. So they were obviously ready to ambush Alfred in case he should run, which is kind of dumb because, you know, he made it clear he wasn't running anyway, and there he was. I mean, he could have lived somewhere else. He could have been, you know, hiding at different people's homes all the time. No, he always slept at home, and he stayed at home, basically. So anyway, they handcuffed him and did all this, and they took him away. But, you know, my imagination got the better of me the next few days. I was thinking about that spade, and I thought, midday, why would they go midday? Normally, when they did their house raids, they came in the wee hours of the morning, but they would have known that he's doing a lot of outdoor work because, like I say, he made no secret of that. I'm sure they listen in sometimes when we do our talk shows and whatnot. And I thought spade, like a rusty old garden spade, well, you know, that might be a handy little thing to plant as evidence that, gee, Alfred was coming after us and, you know, we had to act in self-defense. But anyway, I'm not going to go any further with that because none of that happened. That was just my imagination. And you never know. We don't know because that's not how it happened. His wife was there. She was witness. And none of those things happened. And also, what from subsequent conversations, other people who have been picked up to go to jail, such as Sylvia Stoltz, she says that she also was picked up midday. I guess these are different policemen that would come and do the house raid to steal your computers and whatnot. They come in the wee hours of the night or the morning. So anyway, that was kind of a thought that was put to rest. And also the spade, an ex-police officer who is a very good friend of ours, he told my sister-in-law that No, that would be a tool that they would carry to pry these doors open, you know, these outside doors that are locked. They're not very hard to get into, apparently. And sure enough, that's probably what they did use that day to get into the outside first door. So all of those things, you know what, we don't need to add paranoia to our general observations of what's going on in the world. I think they would like that, for us all to walk around and with, you know, paranoia in our hearts and fear and whatnot. But no, they weren't doing anything of the sort. They basically were given their orders: pick this guy up, bring him to jail. That's what they did. I will pause to let you comment or ask any further questions about that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I would be wondering, since that's very odd with the spade. I guess that's good. You got an explanation there. Cause it's pretty unsettling to think that they would, what you were thinking, and I don't blame you at all for thinking that. I mean, it's a very bizarre thing to bring along, a spade. So that's a small hand spade and not like a large spade shovel, right?
Well, it sounded like it was a garden spade, okay. Like a rusty spade. So I don't know, actually. I should ask her if it was like the tall kind that, you know, it's taller than you, or it was just a little hand thing. I don't know. So anyway, that though, I think, you know, I've put that to rest in my mind that that's not sure. What they had in mind. But I do want to tell you, William, what this 6-month sentence is for. So just in case there are some listeners, and I always hope that there are new listeners to our shows, to these kinds of conversations, because that's really who we should be reaching, is new people who are just starting to learn. And believe me, I'm obsessed with that. How do we reach people out there with this message, and not just be, you know, preaching to the converted or preaching to the choir, so to speak. So for new people out there who aren't aware, my brother Alfred Schaefer, he was in jail for 4 years in Germany simply for making videos. Now, these were very educational videos telling exactly how it is, basically alerting people to this group of people who always tell us they are the persecuted group of people, and yet it really is the opposite. They are the ones who are pretty much well on their way to ruling the world. This is their desire, is that they own everything in the world and that they rule us, and that would be the Jews. Okay, so when you call out the Jews, the Jewish power is basically the ability to keep us from talking about Jewish power, in a nutshell. So he was in jail for 4 years, and, you know, I've given you the generality of it, and the specifics of it would be the Holocaust, you know, this whole narrative about the Holocaust, that this did not take place. 6 million Jews were not gassed in gas chambers by the Germans and what they always call those evil Nazis, and all these things that we all grew up believing, because they told us that everywhere, through movies, through school, through everything. You know, it's just all around us. They told us that narrative. We all believed it. Well, maybe not all of us, but I certainly did. My brother used to believe all that. Then we woke up to all that, and we talked about it. We both went to jail. He was in jail for 4 years. Now, during that time, one day when he was in the courtyard with just one other fellow, because he was on isolation mode for more than a year and a half while he was there, just for simply insisting on breathing and not wearing the mask. Anyway, so his defiance got him 558 days of solitary confinement. But, you know, they don't have enough hours in the day to let everybody have their own 60 minutes of fresh air that they are allotted. So he was in the courtyard with another fellow and basically explaining to him why he was in jail, but he was showing with his straight arm gesture, putting it at that angle that is so forbidden. And the guard said, "Oh, Shiva, that's a Hitler salute." He got all mad. And the buddy, you know, the other convict, he jumped to Alfred's defense without Alfred having to say a word. He said, "Oh, no, no, no. He's just showing me how high his dog Pavlov can jump." So this is kind of Alfred's meme. I had to explain that to a few people when I sent the word out that Alfred was in jail for showing how high his dog can jump, and a couple of people were alarmed and said, wait, this is nonsense. What are you talking about? So I had to interpret that for them. So this is his imaginary dog, and he can jump so high, and that's that very dangerous angle just above the horizontal that you hold your arm in a straight arm salute. It used to be called the Roman salute, and it basically signifies I come in peace and friendship. And this then has been so demonized because it was, you know, then kind of it's been called the Hitler salute. That's what the people in Germany did a lot when they were, when they were gathering at these large gatherings in the streets and whatnot. Okay, so that is an extremely forbidden gesture to do in Germany. But let me ask, who was the victim of this serious crime? And was this done in public? Like these things that are forbidden in Germany, they're forbidden to be said or done in public. Is this public, like the courtyard in jail? And who's the victim of the crime? Rhetorical questions, but, you know, maybe your comments.
William. Wow, those are great questions. It takes me a minute to go off mute. I don't want to. And I'm writing down my notes here. That's a fantastic question. They just want to make an example out of you. And I really appreciate you giving the background and telling the story, because you've been on here so many times, and we've in previous shows, folks. If you want to listen to our previous shows, you want to hear the video, maybe we'll play the video again. It's only 5 minutes long. Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust. The whole reason why Alfred and you both were thrown in jail, and you haven't even gotten to that yet. You spent 10 months in jail. You actually went to jail first because of this video that you made originally. You and Alfred made apologizing to your mom about being wrong about the Holocaust. And
Yeah, so William, I went to jail first because I visited him in Germany, and then they saw me in the courtroom in the public gallery when we were attending the speech crime trial for Sylvia Stoltz, who was a lawyer who did her job too well. This is the bizarre nature of this so-called, you know, criminal justice system in Germany. If the lawyer does her job too well, i.e. lays out the evidence lays out the evidence that would support how her client, and that was Ernst Zundel at the time, how he reached his conclusions, and she's laying out the evidence and speaking about it, and the judge is trying to shut her down, and she did not stop. She explained why it was her duty, her moral obligation, and her ethical obligation, and just simply her professional duty to defend her client, and she carried on speaking. Then she was hauled off physically. A woman who is not a large bulldog person. She's a woman who is, I think, quite petite, and they hauled her off physically out of the jail room. This was back in, I think, 2006 or 7 in Germany, and then subsequently she had her own trial and went to jail for 3.25 years. She gets out. She gives a talk in Switzerland explaining what the legal situation is in Germany, and that it within that talk, I guess, within the context of the talk, she again broke that law in Germany about, they don't even have the word Holocaust in that, the wording of that law, paragraph 130 of the German Criminal Code, but that is basically what it's known as, the Holocaust denial law. But just in describing the legal situation, she broke the law. And she was on trial again, and that was what we were attending, was one of those many, many trial dates. And, you know, there's always revisions or appeals and this and that. So, January 3rd, 2018, we were attending her trial, and that's when they arrested me. They spotted me, and they kept me in jail because if they let me out, I would run away and go to Canada, where they didn't have such laws. And I hear the music. We'll come back after that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll be right back. Let's hold that thought, Monica. We'll be right back after the break. Monica Shaker. Around the clouds.
What goes up must come down.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm back with William Rickel. I'm back with Monica Schaefer, and we're continuing to discussing Alfred. We're giving you a recap on the story. A lot of you have already heard it, definitely. And Monica was expressing some concerns about being repetitive in that we've discussed these details in previous shows, and you can go back and find us. If you look up in the archives, William, you just say William Monica or William Alfred. Say William Monica. Because Monica, you've been present for, I think, every discussion we've had, then you'll find all our discussions in the archives. But we may go ahead and play the clip again. But let me kick it back to you. You were in mid-thought there. So.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say that Alfred, he has this real great spirit and positiveness about him. And really, you know, you could compare him to a general who never says to his troops, well, there's no hope here and, you know, we're going to lose this. No, the general just gets the troops up and spirited and, like, with a winning attitude, right? And I guess in this war, which is a very unconventional war, that would be Alfred's position, really. So he's out of at the forefront, really. I mean, there are many others as well, but he is kind of at the tip of the spear in many ways, and he does have this winning attitude. And what he said about this particular charge, he just says, you know, there were a million other things they could have chosen to charge me on that were much more, well, quote unquote, serious in terms of breaking their thought laws. But they charge him on this ridiculous thing about an arm gesture in the courtyard of a prison, which is just so ludicrous. That are they really trying to, I think they're doing us a favor. That's how he talks. They're doing us a favor, because when we point this out to people, what he is serving 6 months for, really, I mean, how can that not rattle somebody awake from their slumber and say, whoa, there's something wrong with this picture, you know? I mean, there's just so many things wrong with that, about putting him in jail for 6 months for doing this gesture, a gesture with your body that is not of any threatening nature. So, you know, somebody might say, oh, they made a gesture like they were going to attack me. No, this is the opposite. It's just a gesture that's forbidden. And it's in jail. It's not out in public. And you cannot point to a victim of a so-called crime. So on all these grounds, it really is ludicrous. They are doing us a favor. Alfred always says, you know, they want us to win. They want us to win. There are people in very high places that are on the wrong side of this, but they secretly want us to live. Yeah, that too, but they want us to win. Anyway, so about his address, we don't have confirmation yet which jail he's in, so I have not posted it yet on my website, freespeechmonica.com. I will post his address as soon as I have that on the political prisoners page. We think he's in Landsberg. That's where he was brought, but it could be that he's been moved. They often do that. And as soon as we have confirmation, I will post that. Okay, so do you want to move on to something else? William, I'll let you take it from here.
Well, not quite just yet. there's still so much on going. Just, you know, talking, you know, like you said, I want to first say, if there's anybody out there listening for the first time, you haven't heard this story yet, I really would love to hear from you. I think, Monica, you would too. Answer any questions, people who are, information is totally new to, not that you guys who have already heard it aren't welcome to call in. You absolutely are. We don't have any callers yet. The number is 512-248-8252. We're talking specifically right now about Alfred, who is currently in prison, who was recently thrown in prison for doing a Roman salute, you know, when he was in his previous prison sentence while he was in the prison yard, in which that now the whole entire, in case we didn't make this clear, the whole entire reason for you both, you brother and sister, going to prison in Germany was because you made a video called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, which denied that these atrocities that they say were committed against Jews in World War II, it denies that those happened, which is the truth. They did not happen the way that they told us they happened. In fact, not only did they not happen, but it's an inversion of what actually happened. It was
Jews. That's very good. Yeah, yes. That's right.
It was the Jews maneuvering their control over the United States, over Britain, and over the Soviet Union, as well as over France and all, you know, all these other countries like Poland and whatnot. It was the Jews that did this. They holocausted. I mean, they literally holocausted the German people at the end of World War II, the German civilian people at the end of World War II, when the town like Dresden, I know something, Dresden, people pretty much, I've noticed a lot of people understand, yeah, Dresden, the completely unnecessary firebombing of a gingerbread town of innocent German civilians with the goal of genociding the Germans, which was written in a book by Theodor Kaufmann, a Jew, called Germany Must Perish. And there's other evidence for
it. Let alone the Hutten plan, the Morgenthau plan, the Nizer plan, all these other plans that were basically in the 1940s already, they had written it in their books that they want to genocide the Germans.
Exactly. All right, we're up against the half-hour break. We'll be right back, folks.
What's the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. And use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Wait for that Joe Bonamassa guitar solo to finish. Thank you, Mike, for queuing that up right at that guitar solo spot. I love that guitar solo. Joe Bonamassa is a really great player. And he's out there currently touring, I think. So, anyway, pretty contemporary. Monica, want to give you a chance to, on the break, you were saying you wanted to share some of the links to some of Alfred's podcasts, and he has a channel. We were trying to figure out, it was like WooAx or something.
I wanted to just find sort of a one-shop stop where people could find his videos that he produced very professionally. And I'm not talking about all the podcasts and radio shows that he's done sort of in the interim where he's invited to other people's shows. I'm talking about videos that he produced with his good equipment. He had a green screen. He bought himself all that stuff. Of course, the police, they stole all that on the multiple house raids and whatnot. But he was making professional quality videos to educate people about what was going on in the world. The very first major video that he made was called 9/11 Gatekeepers and Controlled Opposition. And at that time, he still wasn't fully awake to, for example, he thought that the Nazis were still, you know, he still thought that the Nazis were bad and that the Holocaust happened. He hadn't yet fully awakened. It was a journey. You know, we go on a journey and we might not just wake up to everything at once. In fact, the commenters under that video, which was very popular, it had a lot of viewers, but then some of the commenters, he was noticing they were starting to accuse him of being a, you know, controlled opposition and an agent, all this. And, you know, he was in the process of educating himself. So later on, he made another video. He used the opportunity to basically explain that, look, I'm sorry, I used to be a zombie too. I made some mistakes. I didn't know these things yet. But he called that one a police raid and my confession, which I thought was a great title because it basically is a hook. But I think if you go to a place like altcensored.com or .org, I'm not sure. There is an altcensored.com, but it might be, maybe there's another one called altcensored.org. Put in his name, put in that title, 9/11 Truths. Sorry, 9/11 Gatekeepers and Controlled Opposition, and Alfred Schaefer, and you'll it'll lead you to that, and then other videos. He made many other videos, and they were so good. So the prosecutor said in the court in our trial that, she said I have high criminal energy. But Alfred had much higher criminal energy. Therefore, she was asking for much longer jail time for him. So this is our criminal energy that makes us do these things. We'll have you know.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Meanwhile, you have pedophiles and rapists and people running into the stores. It's, you know, I mean, they've
That's okay. That's their culture. Yeah, the judges let off these rapists in Germany saying, well, you know, they don't really have our same culture as us and they don't understand. We have to teach them, but they go free, you know. So, I mean, really, we're living in upside down world, clown world, whatever world you want to talk about. It's all inverted right down to the sexes are inverted now. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. But I do want to. The reason I brought up all these other videos of Alfred's is because that's why he went to jail longer, because he did more of this kind of work, right? But the Sorry Mom video, which was only 6 minutes long or just under 6 minutes, it was the one that kind of triggered it all, because our relatives, our cousins, when we showed it to them 3 days after it was produced, they were extremely alarmed. They're the epitome of the re-educated German. And they reported us. They kind of started this whole thing going. They reported us. There you go. You found something alt-censored, and there's a bunch of videos that you're showing on the altcensored.com, I believe. I've got an Odyssey channel on, and I've uploaded a couple of his videos. Not most of them I haven't yet. I should. So that's just go to Odyssey and type in my name, Monica Schaefer, and there's a couple of the better, like they're all good, but there's one that's, what was it, memes, Holocaust meme and something, understanding memes, and it's about the Holocaust meme. That is just, I'd say, brilliant. Absolutely, it's just the top of brilliance. It's only about 15 or 20 minutes too, so it won't take up too much of your life. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And I think you wanted to go somewhere with all this too now, William. Back to you. Oh, unmute.
Yes, I was on mute there, yeah. You had touched on them inverting the sexes, and I wanted to jump into an article was actually sent to me by, I think, either Richard or Robert Raybould, who are both other hosts here on RBN. Let me see here. Yes. So collapsed FIU bridge built. Oh, you know what? I completely forgot. We have two callers. Before I jump into that, let me not keep them waiting. First, we have a Chance in West Virginia, but I will bookmark this and come right back to it. Let me not forget. We've got Chance in West Virginia, and then we got Jerry in Chicago. And I haven't heard from Jerry in Chicago, so I don't. Maybe Jerry's one of the new people, so we'll find out. Again, folks, we would love to hear from people this information is new to and are just learning it for the first time. And we'd love to hear your questions and anything we can answer, you know, because it's always a challenge to try to break into the mind cage that has been wrapped around our brains for our entire lives and our parents' lives and those before that. Kind of try to paint the picture in the best way we possibly can that makes it digestible. And obviously, when I say paint a picture, I'm not talking about fiction. I'm just talking about how to present facts in a way that's digestible to people. So, Chance, let's go ahead and take you. Welcome.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thanks for waiting. Sorry for keeping.
No problem. No problem. Miss Monica, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. You know, but it doesn't surprise me at all because I think they're going for broke now. I'm seeing what they're doing in Israel and in Gaza right now, and they're shooting the poor Palestinians like trapping skeet shooting, and it's picking up, and I think they're going for broke. And Miss Monica, as far as creeping around on the property with a pry tool, now believe me, I'm not proud to say this, but I swear on my life, if somebody's creeping around on my property with a pry bar at night without a warrant, I'm going to shoot their ass dead. Or they're going to shoot me dead. Because when they're on my property at night with a crowbar, I don't know who the hell they are. I consider them a trespasser and somebody intent on doing me harm. And it doesn't make me proud to say this one little bit, believe me. But I swear on my life, I'm gonna shoot him dead.
Yeah, Chance, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'm not making any excuses for them. They did come midday for Alfred, but I know exactly what you're saying. If somebody comes around and they're breaking in, that's completely unlawful, and they are trespassing.
Well,
they
like that.
Are absolutely trespassing, and I think that we do need to, we need to, basically, we cannot rely on the system to help us out anymore. We cannot vote harder. We cannot, you know, go for help to our justice system. It's completely corrupted, and we need to take things into our hands.
And Miss Monica, believe me, it doesn't make me proud to say this, okay? It pains me, but it is what it is. That's how I look at it, and that's the way it's got to be. It's sad to have to talk this way, but this is what we've become. And like I said, I think they're stepping everything up. When you look around at world events, I think they're going for broke now. And I wish your brother the best, Miss Monica, and you take care now.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling. And I appreciate it very much. Appreciate your kind thoughts.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chance. All right. Wow, we got Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I've heard this story before on two different shows. I don't think it was one of them was RBN Network. And I am so sorry for what you and your brother have to go through for simply freedom of speech. I'm 25% German, 25% Austrian, 25% Czech, and 25% Irish. And I got to be honest with you. You know, they've blown this all out of proportion for years. Now they're teaching a Holocaust in the schools rather than the Constitution. So I'm kind of ticked off about this, and I heard a show, I believe it was Rents on rents. And I heard a show where they had mentioned that Ed Sullivan brought a guy on that did some kind of contortion thing. And then he said at the end of the show that this is what I was going through at the camps in Germany, the death camps and everything else like that. And this was 1964. So the first time America ever got a wind of this Holocaust or all of these Jews that were killed, these poor Jews, it was 1964. That is 19 years after the war ended. You mean to tell me they couldn't find that evidence with the Allies and everything else like that? And who do we ally with? Communist Russia. And Great Britain, the Crown. Look up Bar Association. British Accredited Registry. Why do these lawyers in our country that we hire to defend us in court, when we're charged with some crap, swear an oath to the Crown of England? Doesn't that strike anybody as being a little bit weird? So, I'm venting. So, you know what? Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Those are all excellent points. And that thing about the bar, yes, this is something that I relatively recently have learned what that stands for, British Accredited Registry. So I guess all the lawyers who go, you know, are called to the bar, they are already compromised in terms of if they're going to defend you, they are going to actually be loyal to the bar. Like they're not neutral. They are not neutral anymore. So yeah, the whole thing is, it stinks. And you're right, they're ramping things up. Things are speeding up, ramping up by the moment. I could never have dreamed or imagined that things would go this quickly and the way they are doing it. Even, you know, a number of years ago when Alfred and I started down this journey together of awakening and talking about it and trying to tell people about it. And Alfred, he was always ahead in terms of, you know, making predictions about basically, you know, this is how they did it in communist Soviet Union and this is what they have in store for us. But you still always have this notion that that's very, very far away and that ain't going to happen here. Well, it is happening. It's just in a different way. I mean, it's the same book, slightly different methods that they are genociding people. You know, now it's the jab, the bubonic Jew jab that they've coerced so many people into taking, and now it's the fires. I mean, we absolutely should be we will at some point during this show, we'll talk about that, the attack on many, many, many areas with these fires and calling it the climate emergency, climate crisis. But anyway, yeah, those are really good comments, Jerry. Thanks.
Hey,
I got
one more comment, and it was about a little girl out of Canada that did the math. Since 1933, when Hitler kind of took over in Germany, there was a total of 12 million Jews living in Europe. And at the end of World War II in 1945, that's 12 years later, the population had gone to 18 million Jews living in Germany. So you added six from this little girl, but yet they killed six.
Yeah, I think the numbers are, those would be reflective more of the worldwide, no? Because there were never, as far as I know.
Yeah, no, there was
never 12 million in Germany.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was worldwide because they take up all of, I believe it's 0.2% of the population of the planet, if I'm not mistaken. Or is, I know it's 2.8%, I believe, live in the United States.
Donald, is it 2.8? Yeah, somewhere around there. Two, something like that.
Donald Rumsfeld, 9/11. He was a dual citizen. His family lived in it. Oh my God! I mean, how blatant can this be? I have my sister-in-law that yells at me about this is what happened in the camps and everything. I says, you weren't there. You didn't see it. You only read about it. Well, but I read four books on it. Oh, okay, that sounds good. But now let me ask you something. Who owned the publishing houses for the books?
Yeah.
And if the books ended with the writer of the book or the producer, or whatever, with a Berg, a Field, or a Stein at the end of their name, I have a little bit of doubt. So, hey, you guys, go on and get more callers and stuff like that. Yeah. This is very interesting, and I love hearing you because this is the third time I'm listening to this.
Oh, awesome. Thanks. And those are all very, very good points. And yes, your point is well taken about the population numbers of Jews. Now, the details, we could try to sort that out, but we don't really need to right now. Your point is well taken. The Jewish Almanac, which, you know, they have their own numbers, they purport to have accurate numbers. Their numbers basically had the same number of Jews after the war as before the war worldwide. And I just think, oh, did they have a big baby boom to make up for the 6 million lost in the gas chambers? So, yeah, they, and the numbers they give is just completely impossible.
We're up against the break. Jerry, great call. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back with Monica Schaefer.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, folks. As tempted as I am to let that song continue to play. It's called The Thing That Should Not Be by Metallica. And that's what we're talking about. So I'm talking about right now with Monica, The Thing That Should Not Be. Right, Monica?
Indeed. And, you know, before we move on from all things justice in Germany and or non-justice in Germany, I'll just give you a couple of examples of this dark contrast of what's going on in the so-called justice system in Germany. Recently, Judge Detmer was sentenced to 2 years in jail for actually saving children from the mandates during the COVID time. There were two schools in his district to which he apparently the board or the parents' organizations or whatever appealed to the judge to make an exemption for all the children in these schools. And he decreed that these mandates would be disallowed, like not just that they were could voluntarily do what they wanted, but that they would disallow these mandates, the distancing and the testing and the mask mandates. They were the children did not go through any of that. They were exempt, and in fact it was made so that they were the teachers were not allowed to make the children wear masks, etc., etc. So he's being sentenced to 2 years in jail for that, and the prosecutor wants more time, wants 3 years. Now, compare that to another sentence. This happened, this other one happened in 2021. A judge, again, this is a judge in Germany. He was fined 1,800 euros, which I would suspect is like about 1 week's of wages or maybe 2 weeks of wages for the judge. And why was he fined with that? No jail sentence, no blight on his record, no getting rid of his pension, which, by the way, the other judge, you know, they of course, disbarred him and or whatever the term would be. and also his pension's gone. But this guy, just a little slap on the wrist, and he had thousands of child porno pictures in his possession. So there you go. There's a little contrast. One guy saves the children and he goes to jail, and the other guy has all these porno, child porno pictures in his possession, which means obviously he's engaged in that kind of thing, or he's not a good influence anyway. And he gets a little tiny slap on the wrist. And that's it. So that's the state of affairs. Now, every time these things happen, there's got to be tens or hundreds or thousands of people who find out about it and wake up, I would hope. Don't you think? Like, this has got to rattle people awake.
Yes, yeah, every little, you know, one of these, absolutely. There's a silver lining to it, and it does exactly that, I hope. You know, when I do my own litmus test, when I go out, I you know, even today I was out and talking to somebody at another facility, and I got right to with this person somehow, got on to the bankers, started talking about the bankers, and then I just probed with a few more questions, and pretty soon we were at, like, Hitler was actually a good guy, he didn't do all the things, the Holocaust is BS, and the person was completely with me, 100%, there was no surprise. So I see that people, you know, I'm seeing this more and more, I'm seeing more and more people are aware of this Jewish problem. I've also. Okay, folks. Next hour, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.